He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona home studio. We are on episode 192. Welcome, everyone. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. We are now heard in 171 countries around the world. It might be 172. I lost track. I'll have to check. But in any event, thank you so much for tuning in. We can be viewed on the Roku box. You can watch us on iTunes. And of course, you can just watch us right on the website, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com. Also, if you're on our webpage, what you want to do is go over to the right-hand side of the page, and right there you'll see the newsletter button. Just click that, put your email address in, and every Thursday evening, as soon as an episode is posted, and it's usually, it's always Arizona time, and it's somewhere between 7 and 11 o'clock at night, as soon as the episode is posted, if you subscribe to the newsletter, you will know that it's up and ready to view, and you will also get a hot link, nice, neat list of every single thing that we talked about, so you don't have to take notes. You can just check it all out on the newsletter, which is 100% free, and I do not use your email address for anything other than to send you the free newsletter. So again, that's www.thegadgetprofessor.com. I would also appreciate it if you went over to our Facebook page and liked us. I would also appreciate it if you pass the word on that you enjoy watching the Gadget Professor. We're trying to increase increase our viewership. That's what I'm trying to get out there. A little stuttering today, but we'll get by that. We'll get by that. So, again, check out our Facebook page. I'd appreciate it if you would like us, if you do. We have all kinds of stuff there, including photographs, some weird things that I find out during the day. So you can also ask me a question there. In fact, you can ask me a question anytime. Just email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will definitely get back to you, and I get a lot of questions or asking me for my opinion or how do you do this or how do you do that. So I welcome that. We also have a great what's called Rebel Mouse page, and the way you get to the Rebel Mouse page is rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor, and again, that will all be in the show notes, but we tweet 100 times at least a day, maybe more, and every new gadget that comes out is going to be tweeted, believe it or not, and what the Rebel Mouse page does is it actually takes that tweet and puts a pictorial against it, so you actually can see everything in a pictorial form, and if you like what you see or you want more information about that particular gadget, bango, you click on that and you get everything there. We're also starting to post, as you'll see here, a number of the interviews that I had produced at CES 2015. So a lot of interviews from a lot of new innovative companies will be on the Rebel Mouse page as well as our Facebook page. So definitely check that out. So let's get into it. We'll start off with a little hacking news. This is kind of famous. Taylor Swift's Twitter account was hacked. It was quick. A quick hit, but when it involves Taylor Swift, it's a big hit. So her Instagram and her Twitter accounts were totally hacked and compromised. And actually, Taylor Swift, who I do like, has a house close to where I live. Not that close, but she has a house in Rhode Island that's absolutely extremely magnificent and gorgeous. And it's right on the ocean, and there's 24-hour round-the-clock security there, but it's a nice house, and rumor has it that she goes into the town frequently at the pizza place, and is very nice and pays for everybody's meals and is very gracious, so that's always nice to hear. On a more serious note, in terms of hacking, CNTCOM's Twitter account, YouTube accounts have been hacked. If you don't know what this is, I'll play just a teeny bit of it. This is pretty scary, but the Twitter feed, actually, I won't play it. It's throttling here. The Twitter feed of the United States Central Command appeared to be hacked by supporters of the extremist militant group ISIS on Monday. This unfolded while President Obama spoke on the topic of cybersecurity. Here's the article. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but it's absolutely chilling to read this article and to understand that these people have an immediate, instant way into our cybersecurity, into our websites, into our Twitter accounts is very, very unsettling, and we really need to do something about that now. It's a lot more critical than one would think, and it's very scary to me, but I would encourage you to read this article and watch the video. It's quite fascinating and also quite disturbing, at least to me. All right, let's move on here. Dell, who arguably makes one of the better laptops out there, is now offering Ubuntu Linux workstation laptops so that when you buy their laptop computer, if you so choose to have the Linux format, it's gotten to the point where Linux can do pretty much everything that the Mac can do and that the iOS and that the Windows system can do. And here's a laptop that's put out with it that will have Ubuntu 14.0.4. You can download that for free and use Ubuntu anytime you want. It's Linux, and I've had a show on that. I might do another one because it's really, really developed nicely, and it really has some amazing features, and of course it's totally free, so that if you wanted to browse or do email or listen to music, those are things that are very simply accomplished using Linux or Ubuntu in particular. Now, here's one that will send shivers up and down your spine. I had to read this three or four times. Wild Man Mike sent me this link, and it's pretty scary. But you're all familiar with the little power supplies that you use to charge up your various devices, whether it's your smartphone or charge up your camera or whatever the case may be, your power pack. You've seen these a million times. They're just little chargers that plug into the wall, and you plug your device into the charger. Well, this is on Slashdot, but a wireless keylogger masquerades as a USB phone charger. And hardware hacker and security researcher Sammy Kamkar has released a slick new device that masquerades as a typical USB wall charger, but in fact houses a keylogger capable of recording keystrokes from nearby wireless keyboards. The device is known as KeySweeper. And Kamkar has released the source code, thank you very much, and instructions for building one of these for yourself. The components are quite inexpensive and easily available and include the Adreno microcontroller, the charger itself, and a handful of other bits. When it's plugged into the wall socket, the KeySweeper will connect to any nearby Microsoft wireless keyboard and passively sniff, decrypt, and record all of the keystrokes and send them back to the operator over the web. So, the next time someone offers you a free charger, say no thank you. And the next time you go to buy one over eBay and they're real, real cheap, I don't know if I'd do that right now, because the last thing you want is a keylogger on there which will literally take every one of your keystrokes and essentially know your passwords, your usernames, your social security number, on and on and on. So that's a pretty scary thing, and I hate when these guys release this stuff, and apparently it's quite simple and economical and cheap to make, but you just got to be careful. All right, this is a giant freebie. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how long this is going to last, so don't email me and gripe at me and say, I went on this page and it didn't work and it's the deal's over. I don't know how long it will last. If you watch the Gadget Professor on Thursday evenings, when it comes out, you'll probably get this deal, and I would venture to say you might even get it Friday, tomorrow. Today's the 29th of January, so this may even be good. It's been good up for a week right now. So in any event, it's called A Shampoo, and you're going to get five of their best-selling softwares for free. I know this sounds like a trick and everything, but it's not. Okay, I've actually downloaded all five, installed all five, and I personally have been using this A-Shampoo Burning Studio 2015 for several years. Well, not the 2015 version, but I've been using that product for several years, and I just love it. It does everything that I need to do. It will burn everything. It has all kinds of extra features. It's a very, very well-made product. This is regularly $40, and if you go to this website, and the notes will be, this will be in the show notes, you can download all these. They're all for the Windows operating system. They will work for free. They come with the serial codes, and you can't beat that deal at all. And yes, it will work with Windows 8. So these are the absolute latest versions. You get the Burning Studio, you get the Music Studio, you get Snap 7, which is a capture and illustrate to share your viewing experience type of program. You get A-Shampoo Photo Commander, which is an all-in-one image viewer, organizer, editor, converter, and publisher. And last but not least, this is a very cool product, you're going to get A-Shampoo Windows Optimizer. It will optimally improve and maintain your system. And these are all free right now. Again, I don't know how long this promo will last, but you can't lose on it, and they make phenomenally good products. This Music Studio is neat if you have a child or if yourself, you like to fool around and create music. It's a great program. And again, the A-Shampoo Burning Studio is something that I've used for a long, long time and really like it. All right. Now we're going back a little bit in time. Several weeks ago, I actually did a review of this 10,000 milliamp solar battery power charger supply. And the one that I received works totally fine. It still works. However, I have heard from several of our trusted members of the Gadget Professor viewing audience that said they had purchased them. One gentleman purchased, I believe, three of them, and none of them work. So they are in the process of either getting them replaced or getting their money refunded. I'll keep you posted on that. But right now, I would say it's a no-buy. It happens to be available on Daily Steals for $22, but I would avoid this like the plague. I have no control over the manufacturing process, of course. The one I got, as I said, did work, and it's still working, and I have no issues with it. Maybe there was a bad batch. I just don't know. But that said, if any of my viewers ever have a problem with something that I review, let me know, because I'll advise everybody else not to purchase it. Now, here is the gadget of the day. And, well, let me back up. It's not the gadget of the day. I'm going to get to the gadget of the day. I had my my tabs misaligned, but I have a friend of mine who has asked me several times, what do I think about this brand new Karma portable Wi-Fi system. And you can pre-order these right now for $99. And they definitely look pretty slick. There's no question about that. But it's a portable Wi-Fi. You can connect all your devices and never hunt for more reliable Wi-Fi again. No-nonsense pricing. Ditch the subscriptions without the contracts. Pay only for what you use. And it has nationwide coverage. Everywhere you go, the Wi-Fi goes with you. So let's take a look at this. If it's the Wi-Fi essentially travels with you. It's a hotspot. So this is it. It's pretty sleek. I must admit that they've done an excellent job on the website. You can see all the bells and whistles, and this will fit in your pocket. You can connect up to 8 devices wirelessly. It's ultra-fast 4G Wi-Fi, which is excellent, and it's pocket size, and it shows you what it looks like next to a key. So it's quite small. It does have utility lights on it, a charging port, and one button power, no wires. Karma goes and turns cellular connection into your own personal Wi-Fi signal. Your laptop, your tablet, and your phone wirelessly connect to crazy fast internet. So let's scroll down here a little bit, and this shows you close up what the device looks like. Karma Go, which is what this is called, runs on the 4G LTE with support from Sprint, Spark, and fallback on CDMA 3G on Sprint. So essentially, this device connects to the Sprint Wi-Fi network. If you don't have access or you don't have good coverage from Sprint, you definitely don't want to go with this device. Now, the download and the upload speeds are all given. It's, of course, 802.11bg, 2.4 gigahertz wireless networking, which is great. Again, I mentioned it supports 8 units simultaneously, and its maximum speed is 54 megabytes. So it shows you the dimensions, the hours that it lasts is pretty good, 220 hours standby, 5 hours of internet use, and it has a 1500 milliamp lithium ion battery, and it weighs 2.3 ounces. So all that is good. It's not another internet company. We've done contracts. We're done with contracts, hidden fees, and behemoth companies. Getting online shouldn't be difficult, and Wi-Fi should be everywhere you are. It's time to take the internet back. So it gives you all the poop on that. And then the next thing we want to know, which is the main crux of the issue, is how much and what's the coverage. So if you click on coverage, they have some very well-done videos which make this device very enticing. But what they do here is they put in a map to test your coverage. So I'm at 85255, which is Scottsdale, Arizona, and I search, bingo, we've got you covered, and it shows you the map. So I'm going to go 18510. Another zip code. This is Scranton, Pennsylvania, and it says it's your lucky day. We've got you covered with plenty of karma, meaning you're covered on the Sprint network there. So I'm going to put in Narragansett, Rhode Island. That would be 02882. I have lousy coverage there. Usually, I'm on Verizon. Verizon is good. AT&T is horrible. So let's see what happens here. Comments jumping for you. We've got you covered there. The truth of the matter is pretty much any place I put in, I was covered. The worst place is Las Vegas, so we'll just put in Las Vegas. I don't know the zip code off the top of my head, but it's likely that we have coverage here. It shows the entire Las Vegas Valley, so that shouldn't be a problem. So in terms of coverage, everything that I've put in seems to be covered, so that's kind of neat too. Now the question comes down to pricing, and this is where it gets a little tricky. If you pre-order this device today, because it's not out yet, it's regularly $149. It's going to cost you $99. So that's kind of cool. Now you got to dig a little bit, but it says how much does data cost, and this is the crux of the issue. So you're spending $100 if you pre-order it, $99 to get the physical device. So now you have the physical device, and now you've got to pay for just what you use. So how much does it cost? Well, we are a pay-as-you-go service with no monthly fees or subscriptions. So once you spend your $99 and have the device in your pocket, there's no other fees unless you use the device, which is kind of good. You pay only for the data you use, and the data never expires. And the data starts at $14 per gigabyte and goes even lower with bulk discounts. I have not found where the bulk discounts are. I've looked on the site. I don't see that. Do I need another plan with another provider? Not at all. We provide the device and the data. All you have to do is power it on, and you never have to deal with the other guys ever again. How does the referral program work? Our referral program is quite simple. We provide you your own unique link to share however you like. When someone uses your link to purchase the Karma Go, they're going to get $10 off their order, and you're going to get $10 of Karma credit to use on anything in our store, which essentially is you're going to get $10 towards your next gigabyte of data. But you are paying $14 per gigabyte. Now, how does that pan out in the rest of the world? Well, what I did is I actually went to Lifehacker, and they have a great page called How to Choose the Fastest, Cheapest, and Most Reliable Hotspot to Stay Connected Everywhere You Go. It's a very long article, very action-packed. I will have the article in the show notes. You can read it for yourself. But to cut to the crux of the issue, they compare, quote, the top-selling or the top-advertised Wi-Fi hotspots around. Freedom Pop has been around for a while, and they're advertising like crazy. Now, Freedom Pop offers 512 megabytes of mobile broadband per month for absolutely free. You have to put down a refundable deposit of $100 for the device. But if you send it back before the year and it's in decent condition, you'll get your money back, although you have to pay for the shipping. So that's how they handle the actual hardware. Now, Freedom Pop also allows you to earn additional data by completing offers like signing up for car insurance information or answering surveys. If you are inclined to do that, then you will get more data for a lower price or for free. You can also earn 500 megabytes of data through referrals. If you'd rather pay, plans start at $10 a month, $10 a month for 1 gigabyte. Okay, so if you remember, we just talked a minute ago about the Karma device, that's $14 per megabyte. The Freedom Pop is $10 per gigabyte. So for a gigabyte, it's $4 less with the Freedom Pop. And then they work their way up to $60 per month for 10 gigabytes. So that's now $6 per gigabyte. That's a good deal. Casual users will likely prefer the $18 a month plan, which gives you 2 gigabytes of data plus anything extra that you earn. So if it's $18 a month, you're now talking $9 per gigabyte, which is certainly less than the $14 from the Karma. So this goes on. Again, I'm not going to take up a lot of time with this, but Karma offers a very similar product. They mentioned that the device is $79, so this article may be a little old. I'm not sure of that. But again, their price for the gigabyte is $14. So you don't pay $14 a month, but rather $14 for every gigabyte of data you use whenever you happen to use it. If you don't use the full gigabyte, it's stored and you can use it anytime you want. So there is what I call spillover or carryover, which is good. Additionally, you can earn up to 100 megabytes of free data by simply sharing your connection with others. Now, Karma suffers from the same network issues as Freedom Pop, as Sprint's WiMAX coverage is inconsistent across the United States. Before you buy, and this is highlighted, make sure you're covered so you don't end up with a brick, you know, in terms of a hardware device sitting in your pocket. And that's essentially what it boils down to. It's not the cheapest out there, the Karma, but it is on the Sprint network. And if you scroll all the way down to the end of the article, it kind of lines up who the best people are to have coverage. So Verizon offers the widest LTE coverage of any provider, and their 3G coverage is extremely comprehensive. They didn't mention the 4G, but that is extremely comprehensive also. AT&T offers the second best coverage. Sprint offers paltry LTE coverage as the company initially bet its money on WiMAX, a competing 4G cellular data technology. That said, Sprint's WiMAX coverage helps bridge the gap between its 3G coverage, and the 3G coverage is decent. So, all that said, it depends on what you want to do. If you're confident and you don't travel that much across the country, and you're confident that Sprint has the coverage that you need, then certainly you can go with this Karma device, knowing that it's $14 per gigabyte. Or you may want to just explore this Freedom Pop, which gives you 512 megabytes. Let's try it again. 512, yeah, megabytes free each month. Free. So you've bought the device and have $100 insurance on it, essentially. So the device is free, more or less. And you're only paying for what you use. It's only $10. So from the appearance of it, I'm not sure where Freedom Pop gets its coverage from. I believe it's Sprint also. But in any event, they seem to do the same thing. And if you're trying to save some money, then the Freedom Pop may indeed be the way to go, especially if you don't travel a lot and use a lot of data. So that kind of puts some clarity, I hope, on which is better. Certainly this Karma device looks a lot more sleek and a lot cooler. And for someone who doesn't use the internet a lot, $14 a month isn't going to break the bank. On the other hand, if you don't use it a lot, maybe the initial 512 megabytes that come free with Freedom Pop may be enough for you. And then there's also the issue of speed, which is covered a little bit on in this article. So again, if you're thinking about getting any one of these devices, you definitely want to check out the Freedom Pop, and you definitely want to check out the Karma, and you most definitely want to check out this article. All right, now for the gadget of the day. The gadget of the day is a extremely cool device. It has one minor setback that I can live with when you think it out, but this is called the iCam. It's made by Amory Low, I guess it's called, Amaryllo. And I actually happen to have two of these devices that I just set up. This is what the box looks like when you get it, and this is a picture actually of the camera itself. Now, what's kind of neat, the camera you can see in the picture actually swivels 360 degrees on top of this little platform. And if you look right here and here, you'll actually see that there's two built-in microphones. And what that does is it gives you two-way audio so that wherever you have the camera, you can hear what's going on and you also can speak back to them. They give you, this is how it comes in the package, is a little slide-out card that tells you how to hook it up, which is really cool. We'll get into that in a minute. It comes with an instruction book, which is extremely simple to use. And here's the camera. And you do get a power pack that plugs into the back of this. There's a reset button. There's a connecting pin here that you'll have to connect up essentially to your wireless network, and they show you how to do that. It's pretty easy. But this actually swivels 360 degrees on this base, and I don't know if you can see this, but right here there's lights, so this works at night. Okay, it will give you night vision, and also the camera itself swivels right where my finger is. This whole thing swivels up and down. So that's all pretty cool. The device is very simple to locate, very light, very easy to move from room to room. Essentially, all you're doing is taking this device, plug it into the power pack, and once this is set up on Wi-Fi, you don't have to reset it up. So I can take this from my living room to my kitchen to anywhere I want. I could take it anywhere in the home where this network is, and it will be fine. If I take it to another place where there's a different Wi-Fi network, then obviously I'll have to reconfigure that. The antennas that are built inside this device do an excellent job of pulling in the Wi-Fi, even if it's fairly far away. This has worked flawless. Now, let's take a look at some of the features of the device. It will give you picture alerts, so you can receive a picture alert from anywhere in the world for free, which means that this is smartphone enabled, and it's only smartphone enabled. So here's the little rub. Right now you can't go on a browser, any browser, and see what this camera is seeing. You have to use the smartphone. There's a free app, whether it's the Droid or the iOS, there's a free app that you download, and using your smartphone you can control the direction both up and down and left to right 360 degrees very easily, and I'll show you that on the smartphone device. You can watch what's going on, you can hear and talk back to the camera all on your smartphone device or your tablet. It will not let you see what's going on the browser. So if you're going to be in front of the desktop, this won't work, okay? It won't work, at least yet. They do say they're working on a desktop solution, and that would be ultimately the best, that no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm on my laptop or my desktop and I'm traveling and I want to monitor a particular camera, I can watch it on a desktop or the laptop. Right now, that's not the case. That said, this still has some amazing features. So, again, you can get picture alerts. You can set this up to automatically email you or text you a picture the second someone goes by an area. That happens instantly, which is nice. It timestamps it with a time and date, and it also will record video if you put it into that mode. It will record video at 480p or 1080p. It's your choice, and it's all selectable with that great app. You have a 360 viewing degree angle, so panning and tilting, you can really see the entire area, up, down, side to side, all the way around. And it works flawlessly. You have real-time video streaming, so in real time you can watch what's happening in your home. If you want to keep an eye on your dog or the maid or the babysitter, you can do that with this particular camera. It has advanced encryption, which is very nice, advanced technology to secure the images and the audio and the video and the data. It's encrypted, so no one else is going to hack into this, because the way the signal is encoded, it just can't be done. You get free 15 gigabytes cloud storage to keep your video and your data secure. So they're giving you 15 gigs for free right out of the chute, and that's a lot. You have privacy protection. You can go online with the touch of the button. You can turn the camera on or touch a button and turn the camera off. Let's see what else. You have two-way audio, as I mentioned. So you can just essentially Skype someone, if you will, because the camera will be on. Whoever you're talking to can just look into the camera and talk because of the two built-in microphones. And you're on your cell phone, your smartphone, and you're actually seeing them. So it's actually like having an automatic Skype connection, but it actually works a little bit better. And obviously you have live view. It's kind of redundant. I don't know why they put that there. What's really nice about this is it has a built-in motion sensor. So the PIR sensor will detect any movement, and you'll be instantly receiving an alert on your mobile device, and it will record that movement. So if there's someone who breaks in your house or a dog tips over a glass of water or something, you'll see that on the video and you'll know instantly when it happens. And as I mentioned, there's two built-in microphones for real-time communication and audio detection when you're away. Now, if someone were to break the glass window, and I had this set up in my studio room here, this would actually detect that, and because it's an audio signal, it would immediately take a picture, record video, and send that to me on my smartphone. It has an embedded antenna. The Wi-Fi antenna built in this camera makes it more attractive and also emits less harmful radiation. I will say that the antenna, the range at with which you can extend the camera from your Wi-Fi spot is considerable, and I'll show you that in a second. And last but not least, the setup is ingenious. The setup, I've never seen anything quite like it. Usually you have to go in and put your code in and hook something up to the Wi-Fi, and it can be convoluted. But what they've done, and it's very smart, it's very intelligent, is each camera has its own serial number, which I get, but it also has its own QR code, if you can see that. So essentially what you're going to do to set this up is you're just going to take your smartphone and you're going to scan this QR code. And the process of the QR code allows you to install this camera in just minutes. It locks onto it, it identifies it, and then it allows you to find the camera very quickly. And if you have multiple cameras, you just scan each camera in. It's that simple. You also have the ability to send the link and have someone else share the camera if you so desire. And you can actually send them the QR code. I mentioned earlier that it has night vision, and the night vision is accomplished by these LED bulbs right there that you can see. And right here is actually the motion sensor right there. Looks like a pearl. So this does it all. It also, as I mentioned earlier, does up to 1080 by 720, so it's definitely high def. The photographs that and the video that it gives you are superb. It's very low in power consumption, 5 volts, 2 amps. You can actually power this off one of your little portable power packs if you want. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but you can do that. And then it has infrared optional. We care about the eyes, which is why we give you the choice to enable or disable the IR lights. And those are these little lights that we talked about right here. They are infrared lights, and sometimes they may bother cats, and you don't want night vision or whatever. You have that option, which you don't have in most other cameras. So it works pretty good, and I think at this point, let's actually check out and see what we got with this camera. So I'm on my iPhone 6. And I'm going to put my my code in here, and I'm going to go to the app called iCam HD 360, which you probably can't see that, but here it is right here, and I'm just going to tap the app right now. So if you can see, it actually has room for a number of cameras, and I only have one hooked up right now. I have my demo camera right here, and the other one is outside. So by the way, these are not weatherproof and designed to be used outside. So when I click on the icon of the camera and I push the play button, you'll see that it's loading. And it may take a second or two to load, under a minute for sure. Right now I'm at 100%. And I don't know if you can see that, but actually there is the backyard of the Gadget Professor's home. There's the pool. And what I'm going to do, I hope you can see that. I'll hold that there. And that's with this camera. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my finger and swipe it to the left. And by swiping it to the left, what it's going to do is actually move the camera. I'll swipe it a couple times so you now can see that you're getting a different view. just by swiping your finger on it. Now I'm going to go back, and again, I don't know if you can see this. I'll go three swipes to the other direction, and what will happen is the camera actually moves based on your swipes, and that actually includes up and down. So if I wanted to, let me get the camera back to where it was. If I wanted to go up and down on the camera, I would just swipe up, which I'm doing now. There's another view. So it works really well. The swiping works fine. I don't have any complaints about it. It just works quite well. The picture's excellent. And then they go ahead and give you the flexibility within the app, which is free, to take a picture, to create different settings, to add different Wi-Fis. You can have a buzzer ring. You can play music. There's all kinds of things that this will allow you to do. And if you go into the settings button, which I'm going to click right now, every adjustment that you can possibly imagine is available for you to monetize to exactly what convenience you want or don't want. So I know you won't be able to see this, but it has a privacy mode. It has a motion sensor. You could turn that on or off. You have an audio sensor. You have audio sensitivity. If you don't want to, if a loud smash of the glass at low sensitivity would probably work, but if you have the audio set to high sensitivity, then every sound in the room you'll be hearing, and you may not want to do that. It has alert with the text message, alert with the snapshot. On the viewer list, you can actually add viewers who you want to view, and again, you just send them the QR code. It will record 360p, 480p, 720p. You also have the ability, which is very cool, to add an SD card. Again, I don't know if you can see that, but right there is a slot for a small SD card, and you can actually use that to record whatever happens, both video and audio, onto this SD card. That's in addition to the cloud service that they give you. So they've thought of pretty much everything. You have Google Drive upload, so you connect your Google account to that. If you have Google Drive with some Google storage, you can use that as your own cloud. You can turn on and off the microphone. You can increase the speaker volume. You can have two-way audio. You can turn on and off the night vision. You can change the time zone to whatever time zone you want. You can have a timestamp added to the recording, so when it's actually recording whatever it is that it's recording, it's actually dated with the time, the date, stamped right on there. So that could be very useful. It has a snapshot time stamp so that if you're getting photographs, if there's movement or breaking or whatever, you can get those photographs actually stamped with the time. It lists what Wi-Fi connections are available. That's a good feature. I just this morning when I was hooking up to do the show here today, I went to turn on the camera, and it said it's time to update. So it had a firmware upgrade for the camera itself, and all I had to do was just essentially click on the button, said, do you want to upgrade? And I said, absolutely. And I didn't touch a thing. It just upgraded itself automatically, and now I have the new firmware upgrade on the device. So it certainly works well, and I've had absolutely no problems. I've been very impressed with this device. Now, I know you're all asking, where can I get it and how much does it cost? Well, if you go to a company called Amazon, this particular camera, and they make several different models, this is the 1308A. This is the one that I'm using right now. This sells for $200 on Amazon Prime. It's $148.99, so we'll call that $149, no shipping. So at $149, this is probably a very good buy, in my opinion. If you go to B&H, they have that same camera. Instead of $149, they have it for $120. That's a good deal. That's a very good deal. And now, folks, I found a really good deal, okay? And I'm going to cut you in on it. So the lowest price that I've seen on the internet is $120 for this camera. And now if you go to this site, it's a Groupon, $80. $80. For $80, I don't know of any camera out there for $80 that will do what this will do. Now, you know I love the drop cam. And I do love the drop cam, but one of the faults, and I shouldn't say fault, but one of the shortcomings of the drop cam is there's no ability to rotate it up, down 360 degrees. This will do that, and it does it very well. It's also high def, so for $79, $79.99, $80 on Groupon, This is absolute a steal. It's a very good buy. And if you were thinking of getting a camera, even though I love drop cam ferociously, I still love them. This is significantly more functional. That said, the drop cam will allow you to use the web browser to see what's going on, in addition to the smartphone browser, if you will. Whereas this camera only does the smartphone, but that doesn't bother me. And I think this company is so progressive that in a short period of time, they will have the ability for you to go on the browser and check out what's going on. So I believe that will happen. So that's $80. Again, I don't know how long this deal will last. I have no control over Groupon whatsoever. I happened to spot it, and that's where I bought mine. I liked it so much, I actually picked up two of them, and they work great, and I'm very happy with them, and I think you will be too. By the way, this company makes a ton of products. It's just not only that camera. If you go to their website, which again will be in the show notes, you'll see that they have just tons of different types of cameras with all different features, all different sizes, shapes, the whole bit. And you can also go on their website, and they have great demos, live demos. These are actually a live demo that's going on right now, and I'll click on both of them. So what you're seeing is actually live, and as you can see, the quality here is fantastic. So again, they're very economical for $79. They're very easy to hook up. Using that QR code is definitely ingenious. It's very bright, and I really like that. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. What's coming up in April is NAB 2015, and the Gadget Professor is definitely going to be there. Right now, I'm going to be doing some work for two companies. One is actually NAB themselves. They have invited me there to do the show, the Gadget Professor show, live from the showroom floor in the morning for a couple hours, and then I can't reveal the next company that I'm going to be working for later on in the afternoon. I'm actually seeing them on this Saturday. They're flying out here to Arizona to talk about the whole event that we're going to do, but it will be very exciting, I assure you. So I'll keep you posted on what's coming up to for NAB 2015. So thank you very much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.